You are now tuned in to the Players Den podcast. It's your boy Wayne.
Tone.
And we back, baby.
Yes, sir. And it's pollen kicking my ass. Yo.
I'm so glad I ain't got it.
Bruh, last year I ain't even have the pollen problems. Bruh, this year I'm at work last week and the headache is crazy. I'm like, okay. Then I start all day, my nose draining. Then the next day, I feel like I got a sinus infection. I go to Walgreens, dose up on the Dayquil and NyQuil because I can't go out like that. But the pollen really beat my ass, bro. Like, it's really thick early, too. So I'm expecting, I expected April, but March is crazy. Like, early, so.
Yeah, I hate it for you. I hate it for everybody that got that
man,
shit.
Man, I ain't even have it last year. Last year, I'm good. I guess this year, my body said we can't do it 2 years in a row. you're going to fight it yourself this time.
Yeah, you talking about.
But yeah, all the pollen people, man. Hey, we in the same boat, man. I get it. Trust me, I definitely get it. Let's go ahead and get into this NFL news.
Yes, sir.
Kirk Cousins is going to be number 18. Everybody was like, yeah, he didn't want to pay Kyle Pitts. No, he didn't want to pay the NFL. The jerseys they already printed in Kyle Pitts' name. People be forgetting that. You when you do that, you have to like pay. You have to pay all the jerseys that are already made because they finna get destroyed.
Yeah, what they gonna do with them?
Send them to overseas for the cheap. Kyle Pitts.
Buy that shit.
Vintage. Why? He got vintage numbers. No.
3 years ain't did nothing.
But he gonna be number 18. Everybody trying to compare him to Peyton. I said, slow your roll.
Come on now.
People be doing the most, don't they?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I saw that and I was like, they was like that's
how
a lot
Peyton
of
get into
I, that's
it.
What I, they was like, that's a lot of shoes to fill. Peyton played for the Falcons.
I was seeing that too. I'm like,
Peyton played for the Falcons.
What that gotta do like, with anything?
I'm very confused right now, but no, he just got shoes to fill. He got shoes to fill. Hey, talking about just, that's it.
Falcon shoes.
Yeah, fill them before you do anything else.
Right.
Fill them
up. Think about Peyton
and figure it out. In other news, the Falcons are a team to watch for Hassan Reddick. I figured.
I like that.
But what they gonna give up?
That's a good question.
You finna give up a first rounder for him for sure, unless you finna give up a second and possibly a third round. Or Eagles gonna want Hall for him. I mean, he did lead them in sacks last season with 17 and a half.
Sheesh.
And he don't fuck around when it come to sacking the quarterback. So we get him. That's what I'm saying. That's why I know they don't want to go defense first round. They let me know right there. They get him. I don't think they drafting that guy.
I think they still need
a lot of people taking him off their board. A lot of people moving Marvin Harrison to third receiver.
Right.
You noticed that too? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you be on it too.
I
don't know, bro. I don't know what's going on. That's why I know these journalists really be fucking shit, these scouts. Bro.
I'm not understanding that.
If I'm the owner and I got a top five pick, I'm doing the evaluation. I'm there. You show me everything you did against Ohio State or whoever you play for. Show me what you did. That same route. Go. Because ain't no way you believing in you finna pay somebody just, yeah, pick him and you ain't really evaluate yourself. Because if Marvin Harrison is not the first receiver off that board, I'm going to laugh. That let me know that draft finna be weird. And it's finna be ugly. I seen the Giants talking about J.J. McCarthy. I said, bro, y'all just paid Daniel Jones. It's a lot going on. But what the Hassan Reddick news, I'm thinking they don't really want to draft a DN with their first pick. I think it makes sense. I think it makes sense to get an offensive weapon again because that's what y'all do. Y'all not good at picking defense, and I think that's what they scared. I think that dude they drafted in the second round a couple of years ago, that linebacker, he hasn't panned out as much. The long hair guy.
For the Falcons?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember his name,
but. I don't know his name
either. Exactly. That's what I'm exactly.
He's non existent.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. It's just like, are they really the team that you want to, you know, really trust them to draft a defensive player? I don't know.
So you thinking they're going to go after. What's his name? Reddick?
Yeah, I think so. But
and not pick a first rounder.
But what if they
not pick a defensive player first
rounder? What I'm thinking they do is they get Riddick, they give Eagles the eighth pick, Eagles give their first pick, like, you know, they late pick, and the Falcons give more picks. I think Eagles gonna want that top 10 pick because it solidified them to do something. It does.
And they gonna, what they gonna do? They gonna go defense.
They gonna go defense. They gonna get the guy we missed out on.
They gonna get the same guy.
Right. You know what's going on.
I feel like we should.
I think we don't need a rookie. That's what I keep telling people. Our defense is already young. You don't need a rookie to come in and make us the best team in the world, especially when he's not a solidified pass rusher like when Chase Young then was coming out. Like, yeah. He not a, you know what I'm saying? So I don't, it don't make sense to use that eighth pick on that guy. And they're thinking about trading back too because they know he's not the elite pass rusher that you want to bring in on a team who don't really get to the quarterback. That's like deja vu. You keep bringing in these rookies who can't get to the quarterback. The dude they drafted that 1 year, Abercaby or whatever his name, he was the doctor pass rush. Mm-hmm. Well, where is that, Doc? Where it been?
So if we push back hypothetically,
right.
get the Eagles later pick,
right?
We still should go defense though, right?
For sure.
I think
later
so.
On though. Because I don't.
So not first round.
No, like later in that first round.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, fine.
With the
yeah.
later,
maybe get
pick.
A corner. Maybe because you know Akuda gone. Who your second corner now?
Yeah.
You don't have one. That's what I'm saying. That Falcons not picking up any defense right now is bizarre to me. You don't have.
I like Riddick a lot though.
I love Riddick on the Falcons. What the hell?
I don't really want to give up the eighth pick.
But
if
would,
we have to,
I would.
If we
a guy
to.
That just came off a season with 18 sacks, bro, you think our rookie finna get 18
nah.
sacks? Let's be real. Like, let's
nah.
be like, yeah. we being real right now. He's not getting that.
Never.
I can go look at his son last three seasons, and I can tell you he done had over 15 sacks every year.
He worth it.
Oh, he definitely worth that eighth pick. But I still want the Eagles that Eagles first pick. Like
facts.
If they number 29, yeah. if they number 30, whatever they are, I want that. Like,
for sure.
But we're gonna have to give up more asset. That's what I'm saying. I do like Grady Jarrett can be gone. But maybe the Eagles don't want to take his contract. Something else is gonna have to be in play to get Hassan. It just won't be picks. You're gonna have to move some type of capital. I don't know what player. But somebody is going to be gone, and I can't tell you really who, but and they really not paying a lot of people.
Yeah.
And maybe A.J. Terrell may be a guy that get moved. I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard any talks about them, you know, paying him or anything. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard anything. So I don't know what's going on, but Hassan Reddick is definitely worth a pass rush option for the Falcons. My God. You bring him in, and that just
that boosts.
I mean,
boost the defense
come
up
on,
sure.
man, that just boosts
instantly.
That boosts Kirk Cousins' morale up too. He coming
oh,
off
yeah.
a season when he had Danilo Hunter, who led the league.
If
in
we
sacks.
Can get a guy like Hassan, that'd be really big, man. That'd be really big, especially if we can get that later first round pick and still go defense. Because if we can get our defense to what it was last year or a little bit better, and Kirk Cousins actually pans out and he make our weapons, Bijan, Drake, Kyle Pitts, all of them eat. Falcons are going to be a team to watch if everything pans out. But, of course, you know, they the Falcons, so I'm not going to get my hopes up.
You
too
can't
much.
Get your hopes up.
But
you can't. But
you know, shit can get better.
No,
it can get better.
Nah, man. We you know. We got to see it. It ain't been better.
Nah, for sure.
You got to see it, man. All these hypotheticals, man. If you want Riddick, bring him in. That's it. Bring the guy in. Over 10 sacks a year, bring that in. You don't have that. You ain't had it in years.
Yeah.
Like, wake up. That's all the Falcons need to do is wake up. Mike Williams, he signed a 1-year deal with the Jets worth up to $15 million. That means if you can stay healthy, you can make some money. That's what that means. He ain't been healthy. He can't stay healthy. That's why the Chargers let him go. Chargers talking about picking up Malik Nabers with the 5th pick. Yeah, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, I guess.
They revamping over there.
They got to.
Who the running back?
They starting over.
Who the running back? They got to draft one.
Who is they running back?
Eckler gone.
Yeah. Who is they running back?
They're going to have to draft one.
I forgot Buddy's name.
Maybe it's Corum.
Who?
Blake Corum.
I don't think so.
What if they bring him in though? His coach.
I don't like the Chargers.
His coach there.
I don't like it. I don't like the Chargers, man. They're gonna be bad next year to me. I don't think so.
I think the offense always been high powered. They gonna have weapons.
No Keenan, no Mike Williams, no Eckler.
I mean, they ain't been had Mike Williams. And Eckler was kind of shitty last season.
Who they gonna rely on? Josh Palmer and
they gonna have to draft and pick up free agents. I know it's some free agents still out there. Offense. Tyler Boyd still out there.
Yeah.
Like they can pick up
out there too, ain't it?
Yeah. Like they can pick up. No, Higgins, yeah, he's still out there.
Damn. I was about to say he got picked up.
I was thinking Panthers was going. I think he had a visit. I guess Panthers said we'll see, but I think they bring in T. Higgins, draft Malik Nabers, that offense right back. Smooth.
If they do that.
Yeah, it's back right. Like again, you got Herbert still. He going to
win. Nah, Herbert, yeah.
He's still going to distribute. Offense, the defense ain't never good. Offense is what just be doing, carrying them.
Max stayed, right?
He did. And Bosa took a pay cut.
That's crazy.
Bosa took a pay cut.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I can't believe Bosa took a pay cut. But he reconstructed and everything for them. So, I guess.
I thought one of them was gone.
Facts. And Khalil Mack came back for kind of cheap, too. I thought the Falcons were going to just – I thought they was going to get him. I wanted the Falcons just smack, get Khalil Mack, bring in Son Reddick. Man, that defense going – man, let me be GM for a week. Hey, move, Terry.
We might win the playoff game.
Man,
do
move,
that.
Terry. Let me do something. But, yeah, Chargers got to keep their weapons. That's what really keeping them afloat. Because they got, like, two superstars on defense. A little older, but he's still a superstar.
And what's Buddy's name, James?
Yeah.
He hard, too.
Yeah, he – Derwin James.
Yeah, Derwin James, yeah. Well, he done kind of slowed down last year, but he pretty tough.
I mean, he just be injuries.
Yeah, injuries.
Injuries. Yeah. He be trying to kill everybody. Slam this, slam that, slam ball. All he do is pick up, throw his body. Though. He fine. For sure. Yeah, he fine, but he just – they hurt. That would come with playing safety, though. You gone unless you 6'2".
Man, shit. That's why Buddy always hurt from Seattle.
Jamal Adams.
He be trying to kill motherfuckers out there.
He be trying to kill himself. That's why concussion protocol. He a free agent.
Oh, for real?
Did anybody pick him up?
He done made so much money.
Oh, he have. And he Jordan Brand.
And he don't be playing either. He just collecting the shit.
Let me see. Did anybody pick him up yet? He's still a free agent.
How old is he now?
28. Boy, if
he 28?
28. I'm taking a chance.
Yeah, if I call him. Falcons
CTE
call.
CTE or not, I'm taking a chance, buddy. Come on and try.
Yeah, line him up with Jesse.
No, he better than us, safety. Right now.
Line him up with Jesse
for sure. Oh, my goodness.
See, have him just play. GMs.
You got to make him play coverage. You're not a real coverage guy. You're just going to He's going to have to learn, though. But, yeah, you're a free agent.
We can hide him. I don't know. But all right. Coordinator.
Let's talk about this Justin Fields trade a little bit. So, he got traded to the Steelers. Something the Falcons could have did, but you know, they didn't. They went the Kirk route.
They wanted to pay up,
but they traded Justin Fields for a 6th round pick that'll go to a 4th round pick if he played 51% this year, which I don't think so. Russell Wilson is pretty durable. I don't think they keep saying Russ may mess up, but you got to think he was on the Broncos and throwing to no names all season, and they still was. You know, he still had a good year. I think he was, 26 or 27 touchdowns and 8 or 9 interceptions. And Jerry Judy didn't play much. Tim Patrick went down again.
Yeah.
And Cortland Sutton was feasting. So, yeah. I mean, I think Russell Wilson is in a good space to play good. And got two good running backs.
Facts.
Like, man, don't forget, like, what he got in the stall.
Defense,
so,
too.
That's what I'm saying. Defense is good, and they just keep picking up weapons. But
great
I expect
coach, too.
That.
That's really what's going to be the glue.
I definitely – I mean, but and they keep picking up big weapons. I expect that. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's evident that Pittsburgh will be a playoff team again.
Absolutely.
Well, Russell Wilson, you know, Kenny Pickett. Man, what? But that's
matter.
A good quarterback room.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't
Pickett
think –
Pickett gone, ain't he?
Yeah, he gone. Uh-huh. I don't know where he
– He went to Eagles.
That's right.
Yeah.
He went to the Eagles. The Eagles won the Fields. That's crazy.
Man, him and Jay.
Man, they gotta chill, bro.
Him and Jay.
Hey, man. Hey, Eagles didn't want to give up no six-round pick, though. It's crazy.
Nobody did, it seemed like. What the fuck?
What if the Eagles were trying to give up? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know.
Damn, this is crazy. But they treating him like he ain't shit in the NFL, which is not
right,
the
right.
case.
Like, so what you think going to happen? You think they going to start Russ for a season and then let him go?
Yeah.
And then Justin, you
not if Russ ball out this year. Russ would be back. Shit, me.
And then what they going to do with Justin?
They only traded a six-round pick.
That shit crazy.
He's
going
to be a free agent.
It's like his value just diminished right before our eyes.
But you pick him up because he's a hot commodity still, even though ain't nobody buying right now. But
oh, yeah.
Jalen may go down and Kenny may be looking disastrous or, you know, hell, Kirk, you know, guy, you know, he go and we have to go a different route because they saying Taylor may be the backup quarterback this year.
Heineke.
Yeah, I'm not bad. I'm not mad with that.
I'm happy with that.
I'm not mad at that. So, you know, you just gotta see. Calvin Ridley signed a 4-year, $92 million deal.
Bring in the Brinks.
Man.
I can't believe he got paid.
He got paid. I think like 50 guaranteed, ain't it? Something like that.
Yeah.
How the hell? He a gambling man. How the hell he do that?
I don't know, man. That Shout out to Calvin Ridley, bro. Because he didn't even go crazy last year for real.
No, he put everything.
But they did have a big wide receiver room in Jacksonville.
Well, not really, because Kirk went down.
Christian Kirk?
He got hurt. Zay Jones was hurt.
Zay Jones played well, though.
He played well, but he was hurt.
Who was they? Oh, they got who was they had? One more, didn't they?
I can't remember their receiver room, but I mean, really should have had a better year. And they was like, remember they was like 8-3 or some shit, 7-3, and then didn't make the playoffs.
Plummeted, yeah.
Wow. So I know they weren't bringing Ridley back. Try to tell Falcons fans you weren't getting no second round pick. Like I tried to tell. We got a third rounder.
Yeah.
But you ain't getting no second. I knew they weren't finna pay him big money. They had just paid Christian Kirk ass.
True.
So ain't no way they finna pay him and they didn't make the playoffs. Now if they made the playoffs, they'd be paying this man, but that didn't happen. So. Yeah. But yeah, Titans, man. That's you know, I guess.
Who gonna be throwing to him? Ryan Tannehill?
No, Will.
Levis.
Yeah, Mayo man. Yeah, the nigga who put mayo in his coffee and he's strong as hell though. He remind me of Josh Allen.
He don't play like well.
Well, next year will be his opportunity, but he got Hopkins and fucking Calvin Ridley.
I forgot they had D-Hop.
But that running back room is
No D-Hen, no King.
That's old, yeah.
That backup was pretty solid, but we don't know how he's going to play.
They got Pollard, too.
Oh, they did get Pollard.
Yeah, he was mud last year, though.
He may be
a backup again.
Who, Pollard?
Yeah, because you know
he's better when he's a backup. Facts. He sucked last year.
And
sorry.
I heard Zeke may be going back to the Cowboys. I said, chill out, bro.
They missed him last year. Now that Pollard going what? He going back to be an RB1?
That's what I heard. That's the speculation that they be in talks with Zeke.
I mean, they should bring him back for sure, but as a three-down back, I don't know.
Hell no.
I don't know about
Kick
that
Kick rocks.
One.
Marquise Brown to the Chiefs, 1-year deal worth up to $11 million. I love this deal.
Chiefs.
This is a steal.
They.
Man.
Chiefs ain't
It was
right.
an argument in the chat the other day. They was saying, who would you rather pick, Deontay Johnson or Rashee Rice? Who you like better?
On the Chiefs or just in general?
In general.
I'm going to just say Rashee.
Okay, I said that too.
I'm going to say Rashee Rice.
Boy, Will was
Deontay
on my head.
Deontay had a terrible season last year.
Will was on my head because Deontay may be going to the Chiefs, and he was like, who going to have more yardage? And I was like, Rashee. He wanted to bet.
Deontay might be going to the Chiefs?
Yeah. He may be if he get bought out. Now, that was a speculation, too.
Did he get released by Pittsburgh, or got traded?
He got traded.
Where he went?
Panthers.
Oh, Panthers, okay.
But I don't know if he's staying with the Panthers. But I was telling Will, like, wherever Deontay went, I think Rashee Rice still have more yards than him. I mean, Rashee Rice done solidify himself with the Chiefs. I was trying to explain to Will, like, he receiver one over there. Like,
oh, yeah. Hell, yeah.
That's what I was trying to tell him. Like, he wasn't.
You think he's still going to be with Brown Hollywood there?
Yes. I think Hollywood go more go routes, but Rasheed can, like, catch, you know, catch really any route. Like, he was doing it last season. He was a rookie. I mean, he had a big route tree last year.
Like, yeah, he balled out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, almost 1,000 yards. Receiver, yeah. Not like 900 as a rookie.
Only receiver that could catch a pass, for real.
I'm talking about, and that's why Pat was like,
outside
I'm throwing
Travis.
Right, that's, and when Travis was struggling, Rasheed was like, I got you. Like, that was the guy over there. So, that's why I was like, I don't know if Deontay really compete with, like, the targets. It's really all about targets. And Rasheed, like, 6'1". Like, he a big receiver, too.
Oh, I didn't even know he was 6'1".
Well, he probably, like, 6 foot. But he a bigger receiver. But I'm like, man, that they trust him. They just won a Super Bowl together. For and he sure. balled out all in the playoffs. So, that's why I was like, I don't know about that one. But – but yeah, Marquise is a steal, worth up to $11 million. I'm pretty sure he's gonna get that $11 million.
Yeah, they'll give that to him
because he's gonna get the ball.
They might get like $11 million. He could have went anywhere.
Anywhere he like, went. He's a first round lottery.
Like, bro, we're gonna give
he's
you
a lottery
11.
Pick, top five.
Yeah, and he could have made more.
That's what I'm for sure. Like that's what I'm saying. So the Chiefs just make the moves they need. They don't look at the other league and what the other league doing. They like, we need
he
him.
He said they pursued him immediately, soon as free agency started.
And, like, they didn't just win a Super Bowl.
They said they went after that motherfucker.
But that he finna move Kadarius Toney gone, so. And I think, I don't know if he get picked up in the NFL. Like, ooh, I don't know.
People
he lashed
blowing
out too,
it,
he
man.
Lashed out too much last year for
people
my liking.
Be blowing it.
Then lashed out in the, before the Super Bowl. I was like, ooh, that's bad business.
Still got a ring.
Yeah, but. He won't get it with the team. They're going to mail it to him.
Yeah, they're going to send it to his house.
Should be the same.
Hell nah.
Send the game check in the ring. Here you go, brother. Because that may be the last one type
yeah,
shit.
Thank you for your services, yeah. brother.
Chase Young signed a one-year deal with the Saints. Fully guaranteed $13 million.
Why he getting tossed around like he
– They said – a lot of people say he don't have that motor or he don't – He don't, like, play his full potential. I said, bro, he came off a knee injury. Why people act like a knee injury not, like, this dude, like, what, 6'4"? What
yeah,
they think? Like, he not a regular guy. 6'4", who had a knee injury and had to have surgery. Still had, like, six
I'm
or seven
sacks. San Francisco didn't want him.
Shit, I don't know.
I'm keeping him
I mean,
with Bosa, too.
Well, since he only – when he only had 2.5 sacks when he went over there, including playoffs, I think, so –
Man,
maybe it didn't
picks,
work.
Man,
facts.
I'm banking. Especially if I can get you for 13 M's. I'm
man,
banking.
What a man. He just looked way better than everybody on the line. He'll eat. He would have ate in the line.
Crazy. They might. He'll all them Grady Jarrett.
Hey man.
Billboard is gonna
man,
be him.
Man, this shit over with. Grady. Who?
That shit gonna be him.
But he is about to sit out. Had a but neck procedure. Had a neck surgery. Like, damn, how
right,
you get
yeah.
fully $13 million guaranteed with a fucked up neck? I would have waited. Get the surgery, call me. Boy, ain't
they
no way.
I guess that's why they ain't had to pay him that
man,
much.
Man, shit, and the Cowboys banked on Van Der Esch, too, with them neck injuries and stuff, and true. Paid him, and he just retired Monday. They had to cut him because he couldn't pass his physical. They weren't even trying to cut him. Didn't pass the physical. That's real bad. You can't pass a physical and you're not playing in the league. Everybody on notice. You're a red flag.
Yeah.
You're done. Like, you may come in for minimum. And he ain't a minimum player.
No.
So, he call it quits. But Chase Young, man, I hope you good, brother. Maybe that's why 49ers said, nah, we don't touch neck injuries. We straight on those. But, yeah, he out the building, man. And that's all I got for the NFL this week, brother.
Oh, shit. Let's tap into this NBA.
Yeah, let's get into the NBA, man.
Guess we can get to the Hawks news, man. There ain't really much going on with the Hawks besides Jalen Johnson's back now.
Jalen.
Yes, sir.
And balling, too.
He did put Austin Reeves in a body bag yesterday.
Tried to
jump over the man.
Man, what's
I mean,
up,
my
bro?
God
damn.
That shit
yeah,
was crazy.
Hey. Hey, yeah, and then he dunked on John Collins earlier in the week. Oop, off a oop.
Yeah.
Because John was, like, really cooking him, though.
Patted him on the head. All
yeah,
because
John was working. John was working the Hawks.
Yeah, John was
like,
hooping. John
I was like, okay, John, sorry, yeah, nigga. All right, I see you, boy. I see you, fool.
Hell yeah. Yeah, he got posters too, but what happened to him yesterday?
Because they was on his neck. I was like, because people probably ain't really seen all them posters, because he done did Jared Allen the worst way.
But Joel Embiid,
but
all kind of Kelly Olynyk, he did crazy.
Yeah, but what Jalen did, Jalen like 20 seconds into the game, really the first possession of the game, I'm finna clear Austin Reeves. Fuck it.
Facts, like what made the man open his legs and really like, try to jump bro, over
like,
man,
really
bro,
did like, Dr. J. Like, really like, did a Dr. J.
Like,
come on,
Jalen. Like, I fuck with that. Like, do it again. Yeah, but, like, what made you do that?
Number 2 on ESPN, top 10 today. Shout out to him putting the Hawks on the map.
You know who's number 1.
Oh, you know who's number 1, but I'm just saying you had to put him number 2.
You had to.
Hey, for sure, for sure.
Those are the best 2 players of the week.
Hey, man.
And it's Tuesday.
Hey, man. It would have been Jalen.
Oh, yeah, any other
sure.
night, Jalen would have been number 1 everywhere.
But John Collins, boy, you got dunked on twice this week, brother. That second one.
How you get dunked on so hard, you get a concussion?
Bro, now he out for the game.
Man, bro, what happened?
He realized when he was in the air that he
shouldn't. Why did he jump?
Bro, you know, I think Ant-Man slapped him, too. Either. I think because Ant-Man dislocated. So he slapped John Collins' ass.
I think that's why he got the.
So he dunked on him and slapped him. Concussion? Then he said the jersey his. The fan tried to get the jersey.
Yeah.
He said this for John Collins.
Kids, too. He said, nah, I'm giving this to John Collins. You can't have this one. Then after the game, he talking to the reporter.
Bro.
This man just laughed. He like, dang, what he said?
He's talking about little ass nigga. Oh, my God.
I was like, huh?
Not little ass nigga on TV. He don't care what he say on TV. I don't think y'all noticed that. Huh? But he don't have a filter when it comes to TV or talking to a reporter.
Them white folks love that shit.
He talking to – it was like
that's
little
they
ass.
Love that
they love him. Only thing, I just don't think – it's not corporate enough to be the NBA face. That's what my opinion, he won't be.
The NBA like it.
They like it, but they don't like it enough to put him in an NBA commercial. You see Jokic in the commercial.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Commercials though.
Yeah, he do with Adidas, but I'm saying NBA, Jokic, like you will see, you're going to see those type players because Ant-Man just too goddamn Atlanta. Little ass nigga is crazy. That reporter was like, "Damn, I know his mind.
He
was like,
he kept it cool.
But I know he went home like, honey, little ass
but
nigga.
You could tell that he was like,
yeah, like his mouth, like if he flinched a little bit, his mouth, he like,
he tried to like talk about something different real quick.
You had to, because he caught him off guard. But Ant-Man,
that's the best dunk of his career.
Hey, Ant-Man, I ain't gonna cap, bro." He talk a lot of shit to everybody. He backing it up too, bro.
Oh yeah.
Damn, bro. The way he doing the Clippers this season should be a crime.
Yeah.
Calling them niggas old beating them by 30 the next game after calling them niggas old. I'm thinking Kawhi dropping 50. You called me old. I'm MVP, finals MVP. Niggas didn't even play the fourth quarter that next game. And Ant-Man did and was out there shooting left-hand jumpers the game and made one.
He went backboard 3.
Yes. If Karl Anthony Towns is healthy, for sure, they getting out the first.
And it matters on they first round.
I didn't add a bunch of – oh, my God. That's a bunch of shit. He's top –
this nigga's healthy
if
the Ant-Man
is healthy. If Karl Anthony Towns is in that lineup.
It depends on the matchup, honestly.
Man, they're going
to – I'm saying – what? Huh? No, the Clippers fourth seed. The Clippers in. It'd be either
it's Dallas, Lakers,
Golden State, or Suns.
Suns.
Yeah. Them 7 through 10 right now.
And Bron, he going to work hard. So I'm talking about 2 games. They beating Lakers. They beating Warriors for sure. You don't know what you're getting out of Clay. They beating the Warriors. Timberwolves beating the Warriors for sure. Dallas, I don't know. Luka's so tricky. This shit tough.
They should be all of them.
They should. Suns, they gonna mop them.
Dallas got the best chance.
I ain't gonna lie. They mopping Suns type shit.
Suns
like
sucks.
This.
They defense. Yeah, they terrible. Mopping. They can't score in the fourth quarter.
Everybody cooked them. Every team guards cooked. They don't have no defense. Devin Booker don't want to play defense. He want to drop 40. Defense is not in the resume.
So that scoring is 70. They're supposed to be five. I would say so.
I would say so, but I would. To me,
I think the Lakers.
The West is so competitive.
I ain't gonna sleep on the Lakers. The Lakers.
I can't because they just did the Hawks so bad last night.
I'm not sleeping on the Lakers. Like, if they face them, it's going to be like, they just need Cat.
It just depends on, it just depends on what Lakers, AD. It depends on what AD. Cat. If AD play AD, they win. They get back to the Western Conference Finals. I think so.
Unless they meet with Denver before then.
Facts. And they may meet Denver first round type shit.
Right. They could.
They may meet Denver first round, which is sad.
I don't like them against Denver.
Yeah, that's tough. But if they get in, they'll take the last, they'll be 7 or 8.
If they 10, they can only be the 8th seed.
They can
if
only
they
be
make
eighth.
It. If they win two games back to back.
No,
they'll play Golden State first. And
or,
then they'll
or,
play
okay,
the,
or OKC number one. Yeah, I mean,
no, I'm talking about
the play-in. True, true. Okay.
And then they'll have to play either the winner of Phoenix or Dallas.
Dallas winning that for sure.
Unless they play the Suns.
Right. No, I'm talking about Dallas beats.
Oh, you're saying
Phoenix.
The Suns?
Oh, yeah. They mop. Yeah, Kyrie and them mopping.
Yeah.
This the new shit on the camera. They mopping. Yeah, this the new shit.
Yeah, I like
mopping.
Dallas.
Yeah,
over
I love
over
Dallas.
Phoenix.
Especially with Gafford too. And
Lively.
Yeah,
PJ
that's too
Washington
much. That's too much.
Good.
That's too much. That's too much over there.
Man, yeah, that was wild.
Hey, when Phoenix was trying to get Miles Bridges, I knew that shit was over with. There's no way y'all need him, too.
They did need him.
Yeah. I mean, no, from Charlotte. They was trying to get Miles, but it's like, damn, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, KD. God damn, nigga. Bradley Beal, they all
they
trying to pass
hurt.
The ball. You know what's crazy? All them niggas trying to average 6 or 7 assists. No, can't do that.
Somebody got to go crazy.
Somebody got to go nuts every night. Everybody want to pass and do this shit, and Nurkic doing all the scoring and shit some nights.
Yeah,
that ain't enough.
Rebounds one night.
That ain't enough. And he not really mobile. Like, he really he fucking them up on defense. He not lateral. The nigga can rebound his ass off, but he just can't play defense. They getting this nigga top of the key every play.
He definitely can't play defense.
He top of the key, and it's over. You have no paint. It's
that's
over.
Their defense is just so bad.
It's bad. And you banking on KD to get blocks.
Yeah.
He may get one.
And it's crazy because KD might be their best defender. KD's a good defender. I'm not trying to say he's not.
That's not supposed to be your best defender on your team.
Though.
That's what I'm saying. So, Phoenix exiting early. Like I said, when I seen they was trying to trade for Miles, and Miles said, hell no. He didn't even want to go to Phoenix. He like, man, hell no. Y'all niggas – all that extra shit,
Charlotte
y'all.
Charlotte going to send that bag.
He's
going to
send that baggie.
He going crazy in Charlotte.
And I'm glad, too, because I need him this week. Playoffs, too. I need his ass to
man,
just.
Injury's killing me.
You.
Still. My backup's getting injured. I'm like, damn. LaMelo? Oh, Rozier.
Terry, yeah, he fit in well.
He's doing
all right. He going to fit in well playoffs.
He had a good game yesterday.
You will see playoffs. You will see. See, Miami is a tricky chest-ass team. Jimmy may score 15 and they'll win by a dub. It may be Rozier night to score 28. It may be Bam night. It may be Duncan.
When he back.
It may be Duncan Robinson. Like, but playoffs is Jimmy. You know it's Jimmy playoffs. Regular season, they scroll into the playoffs by just playing team ball. Playoffs is every play go through Jimmy, set this screen, bam, Tyler be ready to shoot, or Jimmy just finna attack whoever he get the fucking one-on-one with. You can't. That's the problem. See, everybody thinking Boston till they put a body on Porzingis' ass and have Tatum – and we know what Tatum doing in the playoff. He gets streaky, and Jaylen Brown get a little streaky.
Or Jimmy Butler turned into what he is and scored 3 points in one game, and then go missing for 4 games.
He ain't going missing the playoffs.
Nah,
but
not
Derek,
playoffs.
But
three times last year, 2 times.
Hell
no. Not win. Round.
He probably won game apiece each round, but he fucking feasted.
Yeah, he was going crazy.
But the over the top shit for Boston this year is fucking Drew Holiday and Derek White.
Yeah.
I know. That's why I was trying to say the over the top is really going to hurt teams is Derek White, the way he's just playing out his fucking mind.
Yeah.
I watched Boston last game. And this motherfucker got the green light like he Tatum.
Hey, you know what I realized?
Like, bro, Boston, he's shooting dude off the dribble with somebody, like, in his face. He not even taking the screens. Like, I'm like, is this Tatum? Fuck. This is Derrick White.
Ball head Derrick, too.
It's ball head Derrick. The nigga who had the who had the hot top.
Bro, you know what I realized Boston doing, bro? This how deep they are. When they resting players, they rest. Well, they'll play Tatum,
right,
Horford, and Drew.
Facts.
And then
when Drew don't play, it's Derrick White,
Jaylen Brown, Kristaps.
Facts.
And they still smacking everybody by 30.
Smacking them.
With two starters out.
And you know what's crazy? Sam Hauser got 9 threes off the bench.
And Pritchard got 25.
Why do Sam Hauser got 10 threes off the bench tonight? 9 threes. What?
Them motherfuckers can shoot their ass
damn
off. Their defense is incredible. They deep as
they
hell.
They running fast break. It's sad. It's just you. It's like boom, boom, layup. Boom, boom, corner. Drew Holiday for three. When you got Drew Holiday on your team, you know you in a good position.
And he a fourth, fifth option some night.
And in the playoffs, it may be Drew Holiday over Derrick White playoffs for sure. Derrick White gonna get his,
Boston's
but Drew is
crazy.
Gonna take over.
Boston's crazy.
Yeah,
they mm-hmm. they crazy.
Yeah, and this just plays when Porzingis is just sitting in the parking lot waiting. Just he like, yep. He gonna pass it to him, zip it to him. It's gonna be 5 seconds. I'm gonna get it.
I'm gonna shoot that bitch from 35 feet. It's green. That shit green.
Bro, that's a good team, man.
The craziest thing is that. Well, let's talk play-in for the East as well.
Yeah.
So it's Pacers, Miami, Chicago, Atlanta.
What's up with the Pacers now? The hell?
Tyrese Halliburton ain't been hooping.
He can't shoot them threes no more.
Yeah, he like 19% the last 6-7 games.
16.
Oh, 16%?
It's cool. I got to correct you.
16%.
Sorry, y'all. 16%. The nigga made two or three threes in the last six games, and he's shooting 7 a game. Woo!
Not looking good. But when he was feasting, everybody, he better than
better
Trey.
Better than Trey.
He better
get
than
the
him.
Fuck
he
out
better
of here.
Than this. Nah, I'm
see,
not.
Trey don't
Halliburton
do this.
Still deserves to
Trey
be an
Young,
all-star
though.
Starter.
Still
he
not
he
Trey
deserves,
Young.
But he. Come on, man. It's levels. Like,
Trey don't.
When I can average an assist less than you, but 27 points.
We're not
like, come on, bro.
Halliburton is struggling to score right now.
He's still five, but people just like, they love to put people on the
look
pedestal
like,
so
look like
quick.
Siakam team.
Yeah, Siakam been balling. But you know what's crazy is Miami could end up facing either Boston or Milwaukee in the first round.
And I like them to beat
be
Milwaukee.
Super tough
they beat. They going I like them to beat Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, I can see.
I see it. I ain't gonna cap.
Boston, I can see
Giannis,
6 or 7.
Them little threes he's shooting right now. You better be ready because that's all your ass shooting in Miami. That's all.
You said Giannis only.
That's
threes?
All he gonna be able to do is shoot threes.
Nah, he gonna be able to do his thing a little bit. Of course, in
man,
the playoffs,
gonna,
it's gonna
bro,
be harder
gonna put
to
so
do
many,
what he
they gonna
do,
put
but.
So many swings and rotate. They gonna. They gonna fucking mastermind Giannis in the playoffs.
And we got they do got the choke artist at coach now.
Who?
They do have the choke artist at coach.
You talking about the choke art, man? Chill. And you know, he
Am
don't
I
know
lying?
How to, he don't know how to game plan.
Am
you know
I
he
lying?
Don't know how to fix. He don't know how to fix it.
Am I lying?
And Dame, you seen Dame at a
Dame
Portland game?
Dame go crazy every. Oh yeah, he was at a Portland game.
What the hell wrong
with
him?
He was at a Portland game. Maybe they got a game tonight in Chicago. I'm not sure.
They better.
Let
me see.
Maybe Chicago had a back-to-back. Check it out.
Let me
talk about D-Lil.
No, they did not.
They don't?
Let me see. Hold on. Let me check Wednesday. No, they not tonight. No.
Oh, they must be. Oh, they got two nights off, I think. They got Monday
and
Tuesday
they play. No, they don't even. Mm-mm. He was just up there because he wanted to be up there.
Damn.
That's
but
crazy.
Every time he played without Giannis,
he
goes
nuts.
Here.
40.
30,
15 assists.
50,
this
like,
nigga had like four, like 30 something, 15 assists when Giannis didn't play one night.
First time in Bucks history. That's what was crazier to me.
I said,
that's
15,
what they said at least.
15 assists.
Yeah, 15.
I said, boy, what the hell? Why you don't do this when Giannis play? It should be more. It should be. I don't know why they don't run the smoothest pick and roll in NBA history. Giannis and Dame. Why not? It should either be the step back three or just a lunge to the rim. for Giannis. I don't know. They don't run it.
They got to just get on the same page, man.
They winning, both, though. They,
like,
still
they have
winning.
Eight at the same time. Yeah, they still winning.
Because Bobby Portis, man, what the hell?
He fed up tonight. He had 25 in the first half. 5 of 5 from three. I was like, okay.
Who they beat that night, too?
They beat a pretty good team.
I don't know. I wanted the Hawks to get him so bad, bro. Damn.
I can't remember who they beat that night.
Yeah, they. But Bobby went nuts that game, didn't he?
Let me see.
Uh-oh, blowouts.
Oh, they played the Suns that night. Whack they
Of course. The Suns ass, of course. That's what they do, baby.
Yeah.
That's what they do best right there is do that shit
man,
right
Chicago
there.
Chicago and Atlanta, you know.
It's just a little.
Whoever get hot that night, they gonna win that game.
I'm pretty sure,
and
you know.
If they end up playing the Pacers, I don't know. Maybe we can see the Hawks get lucky, beat Chicago, and beat the Pacers. I don't know, but
I don't value
I'm not
the Pacers.
On
I don't
it.
Value the Pacers out of the NBA's value now.
No, good. They went from a top what 5 seed. Now they play in. Miami losing to Philly last night. That looked like a playoff game.
Facts.
Because they were fighting for the 6 seed. Cause Philly's up one game on them now. So if Miami would have won, they would have remained in the 6th seed. So
what the?
But Philly went fed.
Dang, who going crazy, bro? The team, they ain't even Cole Anthony. Yeah, that game over.
Wow. Wowzers.
Well, them tickets done. Can't do nothing when it's a blowout.
Yeah.
Blowout. And they getting blown out.
But, yeah, DeJounte Murray, he been looking pretty good. He been looking like, you know, like the lead guard that he was in San Antonio.
Facts.
We talked the other day. We both think Trey may be on his way out or is on his way
he
out.
He is on his way out. Let's be for real, y'all.
We absolutely don't want to see him in L.A., but we would love to see him paired up with Wemby. San Antonio. I do not want to see Trae Young leave the Hawks by any means, but if he does leave, I would love to see him only. That's the only place I would like to see him is in San Antonio with Wemby.
Facts.
Because none of those guys know how to get Wemby the ball. I watch the games on
Green
Pass.
I'm watching them. Trae Jones should average 15, 20 assists.
Even the announcers are like, they missed him again. Easy lob. Like, it's like you have a 7'5" weapon. He under there by himself. Just throw the ball up there. He going to dunk it.
Facts.
And he's still dropping 30 and 15 and
seven blocks.
7 assists. Like,
Wemby is nasty.
Like, Wemby is the future. Like, we keep talking about face of the NBA. We keep talking about Anthony Edwards. We keep talking
he's
about.
He's the face, bro.
We keep talking about
he's
SGA
the best defensive player in the
Tatum
league. He's the best
Luka
defensive
and,
player.
Man, Wemby is going to skip all of them. Probably next season.
I do. I see next season. Stop.
If Trey get there next season.
It's over.
Oh, if they play him 35, 36 minutes a night, he would be a top 10 player in the NBA right now.
Right now.
He would have been an all-star this season.
He got the most blocks right now in the league, 200 and something blocks.
Bro, he's so low. And I
man,
yeah. If you play 20 seasons, hell yeah, and play 70 games out of
man,
season,
Wemby,
yeah.
Wemby is the new phenom prototype basketball player. Everybody's going to be all these big men gonna try to want to be Wemby's now. That's the new player, Wemby's.
If that
that's the new player,
Jesus Christ, bruh's unreal.
Bro, he just put it in. He just put it in
on Cam Johnson, who's 6'8".
Bro,
he saw Cam. Oh, he said, "Oh,
yeah."
Right off the backboard, I was like, "Man,
no, that reverse though." When he wasn't even under the rim, he just like
he just threw it back.
Hey.
It hit high off the glass, soft touch.
All he needs is a base. If he had Trae Young, you talking about Trae Young getting 40 assists?
He might one game.
May
in a close game. He might get like 30. He might break the record. He might break Scott Skiles' record, 30 assists.
He might
break that record
if they let him. He'll get 10. If he get 10 in the first quarter, that'll set his night up right there.
Yeah.
He get 10 in the first quarter, now he in business.
They got some shooters that can knock down some shots.
Yeah, but I would love to see Trey traded to the Spurs next year.
Facts.
They even asked him, like, what type of player you will see, like, playing with Wemby next year. He was, like, a great one. They asked him All-Star Weekend. You know they be trying to set these damn narratives up, man. Hey, they smart, man. Hey, man,
I'll be a San Antonio fan for sure. Hey,
for sure. Y'all would think I was from San Antonio.
Every night, hey, I'll be tuned in, league pass. I would
definitely be a San Antonio.
I'm already tuned in.
No, I say I'm league pass anyway, so it ain't even – I'm watching them anyway. So. Yeah.
But, hey, if Trey go, don't go nowhere but San Antonio. If not, just, you know, calm down, kick it. We'll try to – Never mind. Get out of here, Trey.
Trey, you deserve better. Go ahead and go to the Spurs.
Big That's just market, me being stingy.
Big market being on TV every night.
That's just me
big,
being
big
stingy.
Games. Talking about Lakers, Dallas. You on TV, brother.
Because when the world's seeing what you do every night, they're not seeing it right now. That's why you're not valued the way you're supposed to be.
Because Halliburton ain't better
if
than Trey.
If you put
Young.
That shit in their face every night, niggas going to be like, bro, this motherfucker is
Halliburton is not better than Trey Young. I'm telling y'all. It's not. I don't even know why they was pushing that narrative. That's funny to me. No disrespect to Halliburton, hell of a basketball player.
Yeah, a great player.
But we talking about Trae Young. You go if you ever been to State Farm Arena, you know that's false.
For sure.
Come on, if you've been to State
Farm. Tyree did go crazy in State Farm.
I feel you. Congrats. But if you seen Trae at State Farm Arena, you know what's going on. You know the passes he make, the shots he make for the crowd. He's a crowd pleaser, and that's why Trae deserve a big market. Crowd's gonna love him.
Yeah, he do.
Atlanta is not a big market for basketball.
It's not. That's why we don't get nobody. That's why we don't win.
Yes, it is. You don't get. Ain't no big.
We can't attract no free agents.
What free agent? That nigga said
they win,
but they get the players though.
They get players though.
They get the play. We don't get what big what sign what big free agent have the Hawks sign?
We don't get nothing.
We traded for Murray.
DeJounte was the biggest signee in Hawks history.
But they traded for
outside
him.
Of Joe Johnson, maybe.
Wow.
That we
Who
signed.
Else? Like Millsap was under the radar as fuck.
Think about it. Like who? Because we drafted Dominique, didn't we? And
yeah,
I'm talking about signee that we free agent signee. DeJounte Murray and Joe Johnson are the top.
Like, that's it, bro.
Signees in Hawks history.
Ain't no market. This ain't no market. This is the.
We don't get shit. We don't get nothing. We get everything when they wash. We got T-Mac when
same,
he was 35.
Same with, the Falcons. They got Tony Gonzalez at the end of his career. Like, they don't make big splash. Bro, this market in Atlanta is
only
bad.
The Braves.
Braves. And
Braves
they,
the only team that get a superstar.
And they drafted theirs. And they all them came from goddamn.
Matt Olson. They got Matt Olson.
Yeah, Matt Olson.
They traded
for him, though. They ain't signed.
Oh, true.
They don't sign either. They really finessed, too. Ozzy, Acuna, all them came from.
We finessed the shot of them early.
Yeah, early.
As soon as they got here, we 10-year contract, $100 million. They was like, see.
Yeah. And Acuna dad mad as fuck now. Still,
man.
Man,
he worth about $500. 400,
Still
300.
Got him for like 4 or 5 years, though.
Making 10.
We got him for 4 or 5 more years. Woo!
Love it. Love it for us.
Yay. I'm going to you know, my birthday that week. Oh, my birthday, too. We definitely going Tuesday.
The season opener?
April 2nd. No, my birthday April 2nd. It's on a Tuesday. Still going to do the show. Still going to do the show. And I'm going to the Braves game that Friday.
Okay.
Home opener.
I'm thinking you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, home opener against Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
And you know they was in the World Series, so got to go to that
they
one.
They said, what, Strider opening night starter, right?
For sure. Yeah. You knew. Come on. You knew that.
Yeah.
But, you know, on MLB they got Chris Sale.
What, like on what? You mean the game?
Yeah. You know, the show just came out. I'm about to get that, too. I love the show.
MLB, like the video game.
The baseball game.
Yeah.
You don't want no problems. Facts. I mean, that's real baseball. You think niggas throwing strikes? You think niggas throwing it down the middle? Here, Mookie Betts. Here, Cunha. Fuck out of here. You throw a goddamn loosey goosey down the middle. That bitch 500. Facts.
For sure. Don't swing at him.
But don't swing. But that's baseball. Baseball.
You got to watch it.
Baseball is a slow game. It ain't fast paced.
Ain't nobody throwing it in
the
dirt every play.
You think I'm finna just throw it down the middle so you can hit it? If you.
I'm hitting that corner, the inside corner, outside corner.
If I throw a bad pitch and you swing at it, you, I got you. If I throw a bad pitch and you swing at that shit, I'm throwing bad pitches, nigga. That's not competitive. That's not competitive.
You gotta get better.
Yeah, you gotta get better.
You gotta get better.
You ain't got an eye for the ball. That sound bad. Don't play me, H. Don't play me, H. That sound pretty bad, bro. Damn.
Ain't nobody gonna throw it in the dirt.
He keeps saying the dirt. You gotta chill.
Nah, I ain't gonna throw it in the dirt.
It's gonna be damn near. But it's gonna be damn near in the dirt. Fuck you mean? Man, this man funny. Hey, this dude funny.
You not gonna watch it though?
No.
If he throw you three dirt balls, you gonna the next batter you gonna.
It's a month.
You gotta read. They show you what pitches the pitcher got. He only got about four or five tops. Some of them only got three.
Hey, come on, bro. Don't be like that, bro. Don't be like that, fam. Go ahead and get the show, man. You got the baseball gear on this shit.
Stop trying to hit dirt balls, too.
Yeah, throw it down the middle so you can – he be trying to crack shit. Hey, he be trying to crack shit. The corners are getting smacked, too. That's Austin Riley's favorite. Off plate. Ozzie, off plate. Ozzie is hitting anything. If Ozzie don't give a damn.
Cause he's so little.
That shit don't gotta be on plate.
Strike zone.
That shit may.
Small,
that shit may be.
Shit
that shit may be over here. He may just tap it. Halt, like, wall. Yeah. So it really ain't no strike zone because you can hit them too, bro. You just not. You not fine with it. I had to show you how to do that shit, bro.
Yeah.
You gotta show him one day. I got you, bro. I got you, bros. I game share MLB. Oh man.
Nah, I don't even really play that much, but I know how to play, though.
Oh, for sure. Damn, H.
Isaiah Thomas, man, he got a 10-day contract. Expected to make his debut on, what, tomorrow?
Them boys starving over there.
Oh, I think he deserve it.
He deserve it, but Phoenix starving. Them niggas adding anything possible.
Man, I hope they keep him, man. I hope they make him an active member of the team.
Man,
for the rest
Isaiah
of the
Thomas.
Guaranteed contract.
Isaiah Thomas, D pad isolation. Everybody move. You understand me? You know how you can do it a couple of times? You can press a couple of times, isolation, make him move quicker. I'm going to make everybody move fast. Get his ass right in the post. Cookington. They're not going to be doing nothing with him in the playoffs, bro.
But he can hoop, though.
He can hoop, bro. But he's just a liability. He's just a liability, bro.
When you score that good, it's like that shit offset.
Not really. That's why he don't play in the NBA.
Well, that's why he don't play no more. But that shit politics and all
that. It ain't politics, man. That man can't play defense, bro.
He can't play defense.
Like, at all. Like, it's no.
But you can't say he ain't deserved to be in the NBA the last 2-3 years.
I don't think so, bro.
That nigga dropping 60 on everybody outside of the NBA.
He's supposed to.
G League, 40, he's 35, he's 12 to, assists. Now, like, come on. Why do you say he's
supposed to when there's supposed to be players in the G League that can... Man, the G League is full of – come on, bro. G League players dropping 40 every game. Hawks got players dropping 30 and 40 a game. They ain't brought none of them up. They keep bringing back Trent Forrest.
They love Trent.
Because they need help.
That nigga's him.
Who was coming off the bench for them? Phoenix. Nobody. Who is it?
They
Eric Gordon?
Need him.
Eric Gordon ass is some Tommy as hell.
They do need him.
They need him. I ain't gonna say they don't need him because they need the bench scoring. They don't have any weapons.
They don't got
weapons.
Nothing. Outside of them.
Okogie,
he hurt.
Not scoring. But he not
right
scoring
now.
Though. He's still
he
not,
definitely not scoring.
Still
either,
not
yeah.
scoring. So Eric Gordon, like, they really only score off the bench. So
is who? Grayson starting?
Yeah.
Or is Royce starting?
I don't know. Grayson should be.
Grayson.
See, they moved him to the bench, and they need him to start.
He's eating off the bench,
he
though.
Eating, but he cooking.
He eating.
But he plays starters minutes, though.
Yeah.
He playing starters minutes. Like, he should be a starter. Yeah, that was a sleeper pick. They just didn't know what they was doing after that.
Man, Kyrie with that buzzer beater.
Bruh, left hand, that's crazy.
That was a crazy – I watched it.
That's like high school three-point line.
Yeah. That was a high school three-point shot with your left hand on the run, a floater or a runner, whatever you want to call it. with Jokic contesting. The tallest player. A 7-footer. You 6'2", man. And he hit that motherfucker like you gotta have some confidence to go up for a buzzer beater with your left hand damn near at the 3-point line. Facts. Runner.
Facts.
And then to sink it was just like, bro.
Facts.
When I saw that shit, I didn't even react at first. I was like, it took me a while to dissect what the fuck I just witnessed.
When he made it,
I was like, wait.
I said, damn, my ticket not finna hit on prospects now. Luka finna do 5 or 6. I needed a PRA. And Kyrie stole.
So what
that
you
wanted
half? I mean, overtime.
I did.
Oh, okay.
Luka was at 49. I needed 52 PRA.
Damn. Cause he definitely was gonna hit another 3.
Man, that
overtime.
Nigga Kyrie rolls up left hand over a big. Are we fucking
that
over Jokic?
That shit was incredible, bro. That shit was incredible. I ain't never seen no shit.
I
like
ain't gonna
that.
Lie, bro. Kyrie, I can agree. He probably the most skilled player of all time in the
yeah.
NBA.
Yeah, I think
let's
that's
be
easy.
Real. The handle, the layups, the jumper. You know what I'm saying?
He got the whole package.
He got it.
He got the whole package.
Yeah, he do. He do. Pause.
Hell
yes.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What the Ooh, fuck?
No, they're not. You doing too much. Don't start
what
that shit.
They're going to bring up the championship, the All-Star
hey, tell
MVP,
A's don't
rookie
start
of the
that.
Year. The who? Man, that shit already gone.
Bro,
anti-Semitic
you
shit.
Talking about, didn't Karl Malone have his. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Bro, don't do this. Don't. That's a sensitive topic.
No, what's after the fact? He did.
So they
that
didn't take him
no,
out.
That happened at the beginning of his career. He was in college when that happened.
But I'm saying, but they didn't take him out.
Oh,
they didn't
the
take him
out.
They still embracing his ass. They didn't take him out. That's easy to take him out. Why? No.
You think
nigga, you crazy? You don't think if a nigga do something, you don't think they can be stripped of the Hall of Fame?
You think Kyrie Irving is not going to be a Hall of Famer?
Yes. Why? Yes, he is.
He not Kyrie Irving.
First off, you want to talk about overall?
This nigga said Stephon Marbury. What the fuck? What did he do? What stat is on his name?
H, come on, H.
He not a top 20 in scoring. He not a top 150 basketball player.
No.
Is he in there? Politics for
no,
what, bro?
No.
What did he do? I've never heard no stat.
No.
I've never when heard
he got one or
I don't,
two all stars.
I don't
like,
hear. I don't hear him.
And that's it.
Tell me a statement season. That's
he don't have one, bro. I've been watching basketball for 20 some years.
New York, man.
He not Hall of Fame, bro.
No.
Unless
you add to his career in China.
Because they New York niggas.
Right. He fought with him. That's
come
his
on,
boy.
Bro. Bro, that nigga, Sebastian Telfair was just talking about how Braun wouldn't be shit without Nike. He was before Nike, brother.
I don't know what that's.
Niggas was spicy. Niggas be. Niggas get old and get spicy. I hope that ain't me. That nigga said LeBron wouldn't be the person, like, a GOAT player without Nike.
So why not?
That's what I said.
He went from being best friend
what Nike got to do with.
Like,
bro, Braun was hungry to get in the league without Nike. He was.
Hey, so don't try to make stuff that don't make
bro,
sense.
Bro, don't use
sense.
The hand. You like using the hand. You can't
if
use the hand.
If it don't make sense, it just
you
don't
you see that
sense.
Nigga? He's trying to use the hand. The hand not working this time. It usually works, but Braun was going to be dominant without
it's LeBron
Nike.
James.
Like, it's LeBron.
He could have been in Reebok, Skechers. It don't matter.
Right. It's it could have been fucking LeBronies. It would have been LeBronies. It would have been LeBron's shoe. Fuck you talking about? Like,
ball LeBron.
Like, come
it don't
on,
matter.
Bro.
It
like,
been anything.
That's what I'm saying. Like, folks got to. Some people in podcasting just don't mix. But Sebastian, I was fucking with him until he said that, and I was like, hater. And I turned that shit off. Like, you can't justify a nigga saying some shit like that.
No.
Like, you can't. Hater. Oh, Matt was definitely on his ass, but I still turned it off because he wrong for that. Damn, LeBron gonna be like, how I catch a straight, nigga?
Right.
This is your podcast interview.
40K.
It's like, but I'm glad Matt did, like, on some, like, damn, nigga, you tripping. Braun was gonna be Braun regardless, nigga.
Nike ain't got shit to do with Braun. Being great.
Bro, did you? Because you know in high school. Right.
So is that saying Kobe, Paul, Kyrie, Paul George, or whoever they signed? Right.
Let's say Kobe go to the Hornets, so he not Kobe no more.
Right.
Nah, he not.
I think he is, brother. His dad was still an NBA. He still was a pro at 12.
Come on.
Hey man, this man tripping, man.
Speaking of, Brun and JJ Redick got a podcast.
That episode dropped today.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it.
I watched a little. LeBron and JJ Redick
got a podcast now. LeBron James.
Yeah. Every Tuesday. Every Tuesday, baby. Why? Because he got one of the hottest. He got the hottest sports.
He got the best NBA podcaster. Well, I'm saying JJ Redick was already. Well, he definitely not.
Bro, you know how many people are finna tune into this shit every Tuesday? Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure
that's
he
why
hit
he
up
went
JJ.
To go rock with him.
I'm pretty sure he called JJ Redick. That's the crazy part.
He called the top podcaster. That's like Brian. Why would he do that? Lou Will just started his shit.
That makes it now. It's gonna push it up. Lou Will got a
pod. Bruh, it's LeBron.
Right,
James.
I don't even know Lou Will got a pod. Like you
yeah,
just,
he do.
You know that because you know Will. We don't know Lou like that.
Yeah, he do. But it's LeBron James. That's like why he went to Nike. It's the best shit. Why he went to the Lakers. It's the best franchise. Why if he gonna tap into the podcasting world, is he gonna tap into with the best motherfucker out there, or is he gonna tap into some up and coming shit? It's LeBron. He gonna tap into the best shit.
That's just. Man, you be fighting shit all the time.
If I can make 10 mil with Melo, but I can make 50 with JJ.
JJ
I'm
got the subscribers already. LeBron.
He already got the platform.
Our first episode, Bron, you going to make 10 mil. Bron, like, bet, nigga. Come on, bro. It's Bron. Lou Williams shit probably going to take a little time. Nah.
So I don't even think the shit with JJ got a million views yet.
It's not Nike.
You contradicting yourself a little bit.
You talking about nah. Hey, you mean.
Make sure we hearing this right.
Yeah, well, I think we are. Paul Pierce is reportedly teaming up with Skip Bayless on Undisputed. Bruh. Did they have an episode
Skip
yet?
Reaching.
They did? They already started?
Yes.
Skip yeah. Reaching like fuck, man.
Skip, man, he's just doing whatever
on
to
my
try
goddamn
to make
nerves. Bro, he's fighting them demons.
Yeah.
Fuck wrong with his ass.
And that boy, you saw what Jalen Green did to who he do that to?
To everybody.
To the Wizards.
He got 37 tonight in three quarters. He had that baby on the way. Motivation.
Man. Jerry popped out with the baby. He said, "I'm popping out with these buckets.
They finna Joan me. They ain't gonna bet the Joan these buckets." Boy, missed a bucket the last 2 weeks. That boy gonna get Western Conference Player of the Week because he's scoring it. He got 37 in three quarters today.
He might.
So he's not
crazy.
Bullshitting.
Yeah, it's not crazy.
Nah, yeah.
That's all I got for NBA. Anything else?
Braves can't win those spring training games, but that's, you know, they never do, so I ain't worried. But I know that's it. That's it for the show.
When the pressure come.
That's it for the show.
What's up? For sure. Okay.
This nigga's trying to make a ticket off us. This nigga finessing.
Nah, come on, let's do it.
He's trying to get a ticket. He's trying to make a ticket. He's trying to make a ticket. It's all
good. Hit the button soon.
And if you hit, you better send me some change, nigga. All right,
we got Anthony Edwards here. I'm paying attention to who you're picking.
Anthony Edwards, what's the line?
Yeah, I'm
on this
28.5 points.
They playing Denver. They don't have Naz Reid. They don't have Rudy Gobert tonight. Nope. I think they get blown out. I'm going to say more, but I brought all that up, the guys being out, because if they get blown out and he don't have the 28 or 29, whatever he need by the third quarter,
facts,
he might not get it.
It's over. Chalk it. Chalk it, bud.
But if it's a close game, for sure. But I think they're going to get blown out. So I wouldn't even touch it. I wouldn't touch it. I wouldn't
I would take more.
If I had, I would go more.
Yeah, I would go more.
And that's just me banking on them not getting blown out.
Yeah, I would go more for sure.
Aaron Gordon, 13.5 points.
I like it.
More or less.
Aaron Gordon.
I like more.
I'm going to go less.
I like more.
He don't do it every night. He don't have to.
He don't.
It may be MPJ night.
But I feel like Jokic is going to be throwing them oops to his ass with no bigs down there.
I tell you, I usually take his PRA or his fantasy. I don't like his points. Like, nah.
All right. Next, we got Jamal Murray, 20.5 points.
That's too much. I'm going less. That's, yeah, his line like been 21 all week. I'm not doing the 25 like shit. I would go his fantasy score, though. Less. That little head fucker fucked one of my slips the other day up.
Probably yesterday.
Six assists he had two.
Oh, yeah, that was yesterday.
My God, I went 3 or 4 on my slip. Yeah. Less. Bean head ass boy.
Less.
Already less.
That, bro, less.
Less. For sure. Less.
Michael Porter Jr., 16.5.
I like it. I like
more.
Over. I like over.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I don't like. I don't like both of them to score that much. Yeah. That's too best.
That's that means
because that means Jamal points. Didn't do nothing. That means Jokic ain't do nothing. Yeah. It's you got
to
pick.
But
one
it might
of them.
Be. They might have a balanced game.
That's why I said go to. That's out. Why I said go his PRA.
True.
Because you or his fantasy. I don't like.
Or Gordon's, first half stats.
I don't like Gordon's like total go game first points. Half. You got to go. He may rebound. His rebounds and assists be so gold. It'd be like 9 or 9.5. That's what I like. That's what I like. So.
Okay, finally, we got Joker with 24.5, more or less.
I don't think he have to do that tonight. He's not going to have to. He may get 22 or 23.
It's just the matchup right now. It's
his rebounds and assists may be gold tonight. I don't like the points. It ain't. He don't have to do it.
That's what I'm saying. No Gobert, no Cat, no not. They all three of their centers
he
are
may
gone.
Get, he may get 20. 10
Luka
and 10.
Garza gotta like
he may get 20, 15 rebounds, 10 assists type shit.
More or less.
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 Yeah. They got Luka Garza?
That's all I got.
Yeah, they got Garza.
Oh, shit. That's far.
Yeah, they got Garza.
Damn. They probably turning his ass into something over there.
Yeah.
He with Jokic.
I want the Hawks to get Naz Reid so bad.
Me too, but he.
They ain't going to be able to keep all three of them.
They are.
You think so?
They just paid Naz in the offseason. They just paid him. They going to keep him. I think the contract he got is what they, like, what they can afford.
That
you know, the cap
so
keep going up in the NBA too. So,
I want him on the Hawks.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But anything else? Any shout outs?
Nah, no shout outs.
Any shout out? Nah, I ain't got no shout out either.
Nah.
And it's been a great show though, man. But y'all been tuned in to the Players Den podcast. It's your boy Wayne.
Tone.
And we out, baby.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.